All right, I'd like to go ahead and get started. 4:15. I'm going to read our mission statement. Our mission is to implement a coordinated school health program to prevent obesity, cardiovascular disease, and type 2 diabetes in students through a combined effort of the school district and the community. I want to welcome everybody. A lot of familiar faces, some new ones. If you can go ahead and get started with introductions. Oh, sorry. Sorry. Kathy, if you don't mind.
While you're eating.
I'm Laura Reese. I'm the assistant medical assistant with Lisa. Sorry.
Lainey Garza, elementary nurse.
Amy Salinas, junior high and high school nurse.
And I'm Lisa Bettis. I'm the district nurse and I'm at the intermediate. Welcome, everybody. Thank you for coming. If you can go ahead and pull this out and go ahead and read the minutes from our last meeting, take a few minutes. There's motion to approve the minutes for the from the last meeting on April the 20th. Second motion.
Oh, I make a motion.
All right.
Sharing.
Anybody in opposition? Okay. Thank you. Next, we want to hear reports from each committee. For nutrition, we have our ladies at the back table, Miss Kathy and Virginia. Anything going on for nutrition? Currently?
Right now, we just, we're at the end of the school year, so we just finished up some cooking well with diabetes education classes, and then if y'all need anything, just let us know for your parents or your students, just, we need to know what you need to go around for the fall.
So. Okay.
Yes. Yeah, quite different.
Okay. Thank you.
I didn't really get to do a lot of programming this spring. I had planned an extended vacation to go see my family in Spain. Ooh. And got back to my daddy being very ill. He didn't pass away.
I'm sorry.
And so, anyway, I just did not get to schedule a lot, but we are working on, in the city of Mathis, a matter of balance classes for people age 60 and over starting June 7th from 2 to 4 p.m. at the Primera Iglesia Bautista Annex. It's like their church hall. And then in the evening on those same days will be the Texercise program, which combines nutrition and physical activity. We don't start physical activity until the third class, these individuals do need a signed form from their doctor, as well as a participant form for our department, in addition to the forms required for the project, which are done the first week of class. And matter of balance is 4 weeks, total of 8 sessions, and the other one is 10 or 12 weeks, I can't remember exactly. But it'll be most of the summer.
Can you do you have flyers?
I'm sorry?
Do you have flyers?
I have them on the newsletter that I sent out today. They're one of the first 3 or 4
okay.
slides.
Okay.
It will have, the larger one will be for the matter of balance, and April 9th, who is our health educator, is the contact person, and you can contact me, and I will share the information if you're not already getting the newsletter.
Okay, that way I can maybe see if we can put it on our website for the community. For our parents and stuff to participate.
Yes, because we need to have a minimum of 8 for matter of balance and a minimum of, I think, at least 6. But we want to try to get more because sometimes people end up dropping through the program and we want to try to finish with at least the 6 to 8.
Okay.
That they don't have to live in Mathis to participate.
Okay.
Me from anywhere that wants to grab it. That's it.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you, ladies. For physical education, Renee Orta is usually here. She's not here today, so we'll go next to health services. We completed our state reports for vision, hearing, AN, and scoliosis, and they've already been sent to the state, so we're in compliance today. We have to turn those in by June 30th. And also, we've been just talking to the students about different things. And all you ladies already finished everything as well, right?
Yes, ma'am.
So we're just kind of winding down and finishing up for the school year. Okay. Healthy school environment. Sanpat County and Odom City PD are continuing to patrol. They're doing monthly drills. Anything else to share with us, Coach Fleeger?
No, we've got an increased presence this week because of what happened yesterday in Uvalde. We do have campus administrators going next week for a digital threat assessment, with a lot of our online bullying and threats and all that stuff continue to increase, not just here in Odom, but that's everywhere, so we have a training on that next week. We're just doing all we can to try to keep our campuses safe and our campuses more secure, working with our head of maintenance, Rocky Sagetto, on some of that stuff.
All right, thank you. The counselors weren't able to make it. Family and community involvement, they just had a festival this week, Fiesta de Mayo at the Odom City Park on May 20th and the 21st. And also on May 19th, we had our school field day for kinder through fifth grade. And we had a lot of parents out there. The students had a really, really good time. Health promotion for staff. The school district held a drawing for free water aerobics class. We had 3 winners, Miss Rita Barras, Blythe Schwartzbaker, and Nora Romero won that pass for free water aerobics classes throughout the summer. So that was pretty awesome. I want to discuss the new health and human sexuality curriculum. We had our curriculum approved on May 9th. And so we're going to get started on that next school year. We went with the Great Body Shop. So that's from kinder through eighth grade. And it has all the health teaks that Texas is requiring. So that's why we decided to go that route. And I wanted to see if anybody had anything they wanted to change on our district wellness plan. Most of the time we change different, like when they have snack sales, or you know, they have 6 a year that they get to pick. So I didn't know if y'all needed to change any of those, and if y'all want to look at that for next school year, we'll talk about it being a school year and we'll add it. We're also going to add our new human sexuality curriculum and our health curriculum to that as well. That needs to be added because the currently we had for our health curriculum, we had CATCH. So, and I think Renee, I was talking to Renee Orta, the PE teacher, and she was saying she's going to keep CATCH for PE. When she does PE, she's going to continue and do those activities, and we'll just be adding that throughout the district.
And so you'll have any changes regarding human
they decided that since health is not mandatory, we do have, currently, we do aim for success every year, except for this year. But, so we're going to continue to do that for junior high and high school in addition to what we're already doing. We're also adding the aim for success for fifth grade. So that's what was decided. The health fair. So the past 2 years, we haven't had the health fair, which is, you know, the kids really love it. I think people who come out really love it. It's a really good educational experience for our students. And so I want to bring that back for next year. It's been kind of hard the past 2 years because of COVID. But I want to talk about what time frame y'all would like to maybe do that. Do we want to keep it around February time frame, March? I think the earliest we've ever done it is February, but we've done it up to March, I think, from February to March. Do y'all want to continue to do that in February? What is everybody's thoughts? February work for everybody? Okay, so our health fair is for kinder through, well, actually pre-K through fifth grade. It's at the intermediate gym, but we invite junior high and high school to come. So sometimes health classes will come or PE classes will come and they'll bring the kids through the different vendors. So we have different vendors and they stay at each for like 5, 10 minutes maybe. And then they switch. So they go over so they can see each area. And we usually do it in February, but if there's testing or anything, do y'all know any of that yet? No?
Not February. No.
Huh?
We
could. Does March work for you guys? Or is that too crazy?
Depends on when in March.
Okay.
Because those February, because of our month, we have a lot of events that we're working on.
So what works?
Just pick, maybe we'll just pick a day early, you know, we get to
dress
schedule.
Okay.
It's been very good.
Say again, I'm sorry.
First Friday, we have our wear rent event at the courthouse.
Uh-huh.
So that's the only one that's definite that they're
okay. I kind of wanted to broach it, and then we can revisit that at our next meeting, at the very first meeting of our SHAC meeting, and maybe pick an actual date, and that way we can start planning.
March 10th.
March 10th? Okay. So I'm going to put...
Yes. Yeah.
So what before spring break?
It's a Friday before spring break.
Friday?
Okay.
Yeah. And does Friday work for you guys, or not really usually? There are some of our vendors, and so I kind of want to accommodate everybody because...
Because it's going to be all day, like usual, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. Well, we'll talk about it again at the beginning of the school year to make sure March 10th is a good day, but we'll do a tentative for now. Okay? So, health fair tentative date is March 10th, and that way, if I kind of have it set up early, we kind of decide, then we can start working on it because it gets crazy. Okay? All right. The other thing I wanted to ask the committee is any recommendations, any ideas for health initiatives for students and staff? I know we work closely with Texas AgriLife for different programs, and I really want to get started on those early next year and for Step Up to Scale Down, because that just kind of fell through this year. It just didn't work out. Mm-hmm. So, anything else? Anybody have any other ideas or recommendations y'all want to try to bring to the district?
The programs that we're talking that I can talk about that start next month, we do them year round.
Okay.
It's just a matter of scheduling, mm-hmm. and they can complement what Captain's doing, or maybe we schedule between some of the programs,
okay.
so that they get a variety of different.
And can y'all come to the district to do some of these programs?
Can. My staff.
Okay. Okay.
And they're probably a lot of your staff is going to be, you know, the right group. The exercise, which is a 10 to 12 week program, that one is geared toward age 45 and older, trying to manage chronic disease.
Okay.
But we have exceptions where we take young people that are having serious weight issues that want to learn how to eat healthier. We just can't do under 18.
Okay.
And then the matter balance one would be more like for seniors over the age of 60.
Okay. All right.
Anybody else? Yes, ma'am.
We did set step up, scale down, so because that is 12 weeks, so it would be depending on when you guys will start school, the middle of August. So then of September, then we September, October, and then finish up in November, or we do October, November, December?
It might be October, because I don't know when we're going to have our first SHAC meeting next year. And I'm going to try to schedule that. Like at the very beginning, I want to try to get the meeting set up.
And if you work with your teachers, you know, there is a possibility we can do with your lunch hour, just do it back to back.
Okay. Yes. But maybe during lunchtime, that might be.
Just kind of talk amongst them and see what you want. As soon as we get that schedule, and the day of the meeting, that works best for us.
Okay. What I usually do is a survey. When we have done in the past, I do a survey what day works better for everybody who's interested, see if we can get, you know, interest going. And we have had good turnout previously.
Okay.
Yep. And it just fell through this year. But I'm excited to bring it back. Anybody else have any recommendations or suggestions?
What about like a walking club?
Walking club.
But like we pick a day that everybody stops doing a walk. Like, you know, we don't get out until 4:30, but sometimes we stay later.
Mm-hmm.
And then we just, everybody walks that day.
That would be neat. And y'all have Walk Across Texas as well.
Yes.
And they do prizes and stuff for that? Or how does that
work? We're trying to do it pre-COVID, remember? And then we shut
yes,
down.
It didn't happen.
But
you've done it with the staff before too, I think, right?
Yeah, we can do the whole school.
So we can incorporate that.
Because that would be good, you know, visibility.
Yes.
Because parents and students are driving around and they would see like staff walking, walking together.
Maybe encourage them.
Encourage and promote.
Yeah.
Help me have it.
Good idea, Miss Lena. Okay.
And promoting togetherness.
And what I would like to try to is talk to the police department to see if maybe we can do a bike rodeo. When we were younger, we used to do bike rodeo, and I'd like to maybe bring that back.
Hmm? What is that?
Bike rodeo is where they teach the kids, like, hands, you know, the different safety for the bikes, you know, riding the bikes, like if you're going to turn, if you're going to stop, or whatever you do. And then it's not a competition, I don't think. It's just, you know, safety.
Yeah. We used to ride a figure eight, though.
Yeah.
Like, riding the figure eight, and then the helmet, and then they would teach us the hands.
Yes, ma'am.
Driscoll Children's Hospital Injury Prevention Department is another good one to include.
Okay.
And they have the helmets, too. They have them on. Our medical director has a program through Texas Medical Association where they give away the free bike helmets.
Okay.
Called Hard Hats for Little Heads or something like that. I don't remember. It's got a
connection on it.
And so who would I talk to for that?
Karen Beard is the director the Injury Prevention Department at Driscoll Children's Hospital, Injury Prevention.
Okay.
And then I can put you in contact with Dr. Mobley because I don't know if the state contact is still the same because we had done a couple of events with him in the last few years.
Dr. Mobley. And then I was even, last year, I wanted to get the bags for the Halloween. You know how they get the big bags and they're reflective, but they won't give them to us. They only give them to the police department. So I was going to talk to the police department about that as well. Maybe get somebody out to talk to the kids about safety that night. So I'm going to talk to Ochoa probably at the beginning of school year next year so we can try to. Because I think they have to order them ahead of time.
But if you do the bike rodeo, it'd be Walmart to get with them ahead of time and get a letter. They'll donate bikes.
Bikes?
Mm-hmm. Like for Ralph, like a drawing?
Like for anybody that participates in this bike rodeo, when they learn all their stuff, we could give away bikes.
Oh, that would be neat, Walmart.
And you know, that's what Sandra said, so.
Okay.
Look into that.
Yes, definitely.
And it would tie in, you know, the bike rodeo.
Mm-hmm.
Or helmets or whatever it is, they will donate a certain portion.
portion or amount, they'll give you a check to cover that.
Okay.
But you have to do it in advance.
All right. Well, those are awesome suggestions. Anybody else?
Okay, so I have our, we know that the health teach change and the human sexuality and all that stuff's going on. Our curriculum wasn't picked, totally cool, but we also have a parent program, so okay. Just wanted to offer that. Some parents aren't comfortable with students teaching human sexuality, so this course that we do is a 1.5 hour long. They get gift cards and food for showing up. We just give them the tools to talk to their teens about sex because it's really difficult, and there are a lot of parents who are going to opt out. Well, not opt in this year. So if that's something we can offer, so really just gives them those tools to start that conversation. It's not in conjunction with our curriculum, so it doesn't have anything to do with that.
Okay.
It's a separate piece for those parents and the support. And then the other thing, really focusing on protective factors for teen pregnancy. So we're not talking about sex, we're not talking about condoms. We're getting out there this summer, and we'd really like to in the schools for the fall just get teens involved in activities that are safe, that are keeping them out of trouble, that are affecting their self-esteem. We're doing things like anime nights and movie nights and things like that. So definitely like to schedule those in the future for the teenagers in the high schools.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah.
Who are you with again,
sir? I'm with the Crystal Bend Wellness Foundation.
And where would the activities occur? Here at on-site,
yeah,
or they would have to go somewhere?
No. We'd like to bring it here so that they don't, you know, eliminate that barrier of transportation and just make it as convenient as possible for them.
Okay, that sounds awesome. The parents' class, does it cost?
No, it's completely free.
Like everything's free, all the activities.
Everything's free, yeah. $25 gift cards for every parent who comes. We serve meals whenever we have it. We can also do it virtually. We've done that a couple times.
Oh, okay.
You know, if parents can't make it, we do virtual and in person.
Mm-hmm.
If that works best, we can do it right here, on the campus so that it's convenient for them. Done it at coffee shops.
Okay.
You know, anywhere that's convenient for
people. Okay.
As a way to, when you introduce, like, hey, we're going to be teaching sex, but don't worry, we've got this.
Right. If you don't want the school to talk to
them. Yeah.
If you don't want the school to talk to them, there's someone else that could.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Does anybody else have anything they would like to share?
We are, as a possible, working with. Survey with individuals in the community, and I of course had to be on the phone at the time that they were talking about it, so I didn't get all the details, but I know that one of the events, I don't know if it's going to be the survey or the follow-up event after that, when people attend and participate, they can get a gift card as well. So when you said gift card,
August 31st.
So I will send them to y'all. I don't know how, when are y'all not available to get email because of the summer break?
I get email on my cell phone, so it's all year long.
There's no
email.
Yeah.
Yep.
And can you get the you're welcome to share with any of your staff, any of the resources, because they cover so many different health and safety topics. And on the Friday newsletter, which is a resource, is one that's a lot of different agencies that provide information. Also, Ms. Kathy's newsletter that she puts out for the county. And we update that one every month, and other resources that she shares. Now, that one has gotten really long. So whenever you look at it, the trick is probably the first 10 pages are the newest stuff that just came in. Beyond that is probably things that have been there for a while, but they're still relevant, or they're agencies that are, that of course are promoting them. They're so listening to your
program. Okay. All right, thank you.
Yes.
Does anybody else have anything they'd like to share? Well, then we will adjourn 4:40. All right, thank you for coming, everybody. I appreciate it.